Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen. This is, of course, the second episode of the second round of debating, working towards finding who the debateator of the year is. And, of course, so that means we have two returning debaters here with us tonight. Debater number one, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. I'm Roland Thomas. I'm representing the Log Cabin Republicans.
Thank you for coming back. Fresh off your victory, proving that torture was bad.
Right, of course. I cannot be stopped.
And debater number two.
Yeah?
Please introduce yourself again.
I'm Alice Wilcox.
Now, interestingly, Mr. Thomas, now we're not debating this, but you may be shocked to learn that Ms. Wilcox did prove to us that homosexual marriage is okay.
Oh, well, I don't know how she could prove that because it's obviously a lie. I mean, we can empirically prove that with the Bible.
Well, unfortunately, you weren't here for that debate, so we did settle that issue. But we do have a whole new issue to debate today, and it's a pretty intense one. This is one that's been going on for, I would probably guess, somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 60 years. Maybe a little bit more, actually. And the debate, of course, is who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman? And as all of us know, Mr. Thomas believes that Superman would win, and Alice Wilcox believes that Batman would win. Now, again, we find ourselves kind of troubled in that neither of these are in a for and against side. So we'll just have debater number one begin us telling us why Superman would win in a fight.
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear that he stands for truth, justice, and the American way. My only discrepancy with Superman is that he was an illegal alien. But he is, unlike the others, he has worked hard, and he's definitely done a great deal for the Earth, basically, in the name of America and neoconservative values.
I'm sorry, did you say Superman represents neoconservative values?
Of course.
Interesting. In what way?
Well, if one thing, he can fly around, he does whatever he wants all over the world. If he doesn't like a Nazi, he'll punch him in the face. That's the kind of value that I'm talking about. And that's the kind of tough, gritty, American, compassionate conservatism that you need to take over the world and beat the crap out of Batman.
Now, you think that's humorous?
What's so funny? Don't you like America, you commie?
Yeah, I like America.
Go ahead, tell us.
I just did.
Tell us what you think of the... Now, you're in favor of Batman in this debate.
Yes!
Why is that?
Come on. All Batman has to do to defeat Superman is have some kryptonite.
Now, are you still on medication?
Yes.
What kind was it again?
I have been prescribed Valium by my doctor for my anxiety.
Okay. But you think that Superman would lose because Batman would have kryptonite?
And he's gay.
I'm sorry, Batman's gay?
No. Superman is so gay.
Is that true?
Yes.
Where are you getting that information? I don't remember hearing that ever.
What?
Where are you getting that information?
Look at him.
What she means is that the liberal media is basically brainwashing her to think that he is gay.
No. Batman is hot. Superman's gay.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend?
Who he can't have the thingy with then do.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're saying because he can't have relations with his girlfriend, he's gay?
Yes.
By that logic, anyone who's not having sex with a woman is gay.
Unless they're a woman.
Unless they're a woman, in which case they are gay.
Yeah!
Okay, let's see where this goes. We do actually have an expert on the line who I think has something really important to say about this debate.
Yes, hello, I'm Inga Waterston.
Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm from the Human Rights Campaign.
Okay.
I'm actually calling in regards to the status of Superman that we've been discussing.
Whether or not he's a homosexual.
Yes. We have records that he is.
Oh, I'm sorry. And what kind of records are those?
Records about superheroes and whether or not they're gay.
Where do you get these? I don't understand.
We have a very large radar gun on the top of our building, our headquarter building.
Uh-huh.
And we can pick these things up.
Whether or not people are gay.
Yes. Mostly superheroes, it's a little easier. They radiate a certain aura whenever they use their powers. But yes.
So the sheer force of their gayness.
Yes.
Interesting. I don't know. Does this change your opinion, Mr. Thomas?
No, not at all. For one thing, I can guarantee that this ray gun has been funded personally by George Soros, okay, and Michael Moore. And it's very clear that Superman is not gay. Because let me tell you, as a Log Cabin Republican, I have secretly secretly had sex with every powerful gay man in this world. And I can tell you that I've never had sex with Superman.
Superman is not a man, he's an alien!
Oh.
Mr. Allen?
You lose!
Yes, yes.
Yes, unfortunately, I can't stay on the phone very long, but I don't know what this means for your lovely debate, but I would like to add that Batman is as well.
Batman's gay too?
Yes.
Is there
I'm sorry about that.
Is there any heroes who you don't think are gay?
We're not really allowed to disclose that information.
So in other words, no. Okay, it sounds like your gun may be misfunctioning here.
We have the records, but that violates our confidentiality.
You just told us
policy.
That two of them were gay.
To tell you who isn't violates our confidentiality policy.
Let me put it this way then. If I were to ask you a list of everyone who was gay, would it include everyone?
No.
I got some.
You got some what?
Captain Fantasy, is he gay?
No.
Come on.
You just told him that they wasn't.
Look, you're trying to get me to prove this. So
Okay, look. Thank you for calling. It sounds like I don't know that we can trust your radar.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Please,
You want to know, Frank?
I do.
The reason why is because this is the kind of gay bashing that you can expect from the liberal loony left.
I'm sorry, you're saying the left is gay bashing?
Oh, certainly.
How's that?
Well, you know, for one thing, it's a big deal if, you know, a bunch of pages play a little prank on congressmen, and then the next thing you know, gays everywhere. We know that while gays can be a huge problem if they do marry, otherwise they are rather impotent as far as affecting the global economy. So
I'm sorry, you're saying that? No, I don't know what you're saying.
Impotent.
I think you're alluding now. To Mark Foley in some way.
Really, let's get back on track here. What it comes down to, Superman,
uh-huh.
Laser eye beams.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, it's like the laser-guided missiles that America's conquering the world with. I mean, we could see right then and there that in practice, laser eye beams could easily defeat a man in a bat suit.
I mean, that's true, because he could laser him from miles away, Miss Wilcox. And the Kryptonite wouldn't even affect him.
He sent it in the mail.
No, that's a good point, too.
So now she's supporting terrorism.
Well, in a way, it
Not
does sound...
Not me, Batman!
You're supporting Batman being a terrorist.
I didn't say I supported Batman. He just beat Superman in a fight.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying the terrorists have won.
What?
Is that your position? The terrorists have won or will win, is what you're saying.
What?
We do have an expert who I think wants to say something about this.
Hi. My name's Bridget.
Hello, Bridget. Nice to hear from you.
I live on a farm.
Oh, that's interesting.
We got bats there a while back.
Uh-huh.
One of them bit my little brother.
Uh-huh.
He got the rabies.
I'm sorry.
We ate the bat.
You ate the bat?
We ate the bat.
That's disgusting. Now, does that mean you think bat... Did you become... did you develop bat powers in any way?
It wasn't me. It was my little brother.
Well, you ate the bat, though.
No.
Did he develop any bat powers?
No.
Okay. Have you ever read Batman comics?
No.
Have you ever read Superman comics?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who would
mister?
Win in a fight between Batman and Superman?
I don't know, but we had bats a while back.
Did they win?
One of them at my brother.
Did it win?
Well, he went crazy in the head because of the rabies.
All right, well, to me, okay, now let me interpret. Sounds to me like we have a bat versus a farm boy. The bat seems to have won.
Yes! So
that seems to support Miss Wilcox.
But we ate the bat. Well, ain't you been listening to what I said?
But the farm boy went crazy. So you're saying it's a draw?
Well, we had to throw my brother in the river.
All right, well, then the bat won.
But we ate the bat.
But that,
you don't listen, boy, do you?
All right, well, thank you, Bridget. And I hope that you don't die.
Just a moment, Bridget. Okay,
yes?
So suppose that a John Deere tractor is Superman, okay?
What's a tractor? We don't use plows out here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you a migrant farm worker?
No.
Okay, so...
I done lived on this mountain my whole
I'm
life.
Confused.
Maybe the tractor... I'm sorry, maybe Superman is a very strong ox.
Who's Superman?
He's like a strong ox. And
we
Batman
got
is...
ox. We All got... Right.
Bridget, I'm sorry. I don't think I can help you here. But I do appreciate your vote.
I don't need your help, son.
Okay, I'm appreciating your vote of confidence for Batman.
I didn't support this bat thing.
We have another expert, I think,
bat
who does want to say something.
My brother.
All right, Bridget, thank you.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Oh, good to hear from you. The Big Red Cheese.
Yeah, Captain Big Red Cheese. Yeah, I'm me. Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh,
what?
No, I think...
I'm a superhero.
Now, you wanted to say something about this.
This whole debate, it's sort of not fair, because if Batman and Superman are fine... And I read the comics... And I'll have my own again soon. I promise.
Okay.
And Batman likes Superman, but they wouldn't fight. But if they did, I would win.
I'm sorry, you would win?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I've got a wizard.
Okay.
And I can say him.
Go ahead.
And anybody, if I say him, I get strong. I get to win the fight.
Go ahead.
I'm the strongest man. Win the wizard.
I don't believe in this wizard.
Yes, I don't either. I don't think that some Wiccan is going to overcome Christian values of Superman.
No, but the seven deadly enemies of man, they're the same, somebody told me, as the seven sins.
So in other words...
It's like Christian, except he's God, but he's real.
Satan's lies.
No! Black Adam is saying, I wear red, but I'm good. No, and I get the evils.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
And what she said, it was all tractor fiction. I'm real. I'm a superhero.
Okay, now.
And I know I would win.
Is this a prank call?
I would win. No, I'm Captain Marvel.
All right.
I know
the Marvel family.
He's crying.
I'm Captain Marvel.
All right. All right. All right. All right, Billy. We have another caller.
I finally cornered you, Batman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's this?
I filled the studio with my deadly smiling.
No,
gas.
I'm sorry. Okay, is this the Joker?
Yes.
Okay. I think you misheard. Batman's not in the studio.
Oh well, I'll kill all of you then.
Oh no. That's not necessary.
I can stop you. I'm a superhero.
Oh, it's you. Go away, Billy.
You might want to say that wizard thing, please. No? Okay, I guess we're left alone.
No, the wizard. Shazam!
All right, goodbye, Joker.
No, I laugh.
No, I laugh.
Oh, I like her.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Hey, what are you doing later?
I'm sorry. Who do I have in here now?
This is Inga again.
Inga again.
Yes, from HRC.
Please.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time on the show. I just thought that you might be interested to know that we did just reprogram our Gaydar gun on headquarters, and I would like to let you know that it scanned all of you, It has chosen, I'm sorry, I forget the male debater's name.
Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Thomas, yes, is in fact gay. As is the bat that bit that farmer lady's brother.
Okay.
I always knew the bat was gay!
As is the Joker.
Why else would he hang around with that little boy in those red tights?
Captain Marvel and you, sir, are in fact not.
That is correct.
Just thought I'd let you know. Thank
you. Very interesting. Thank you.
I told you I'm a superhero.
I thought you turned into a Captain Marvel.
Of course I'm gay. Why else would I wear purple all the time? Are you people stupid?
I turned into, but I ran out.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Allen?
Oh, good. It's Bridget.
This is Bridget again.
Yes.
I just heard that lady say that the bat that bit my brother was gay and I ate it. Does that mean I got the gay too?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
What do I do?
So you like to eat strange animals, little girl? Eat the smiling fish.
Being a long cabin Republican, I could tell you that when I was first bitten by a gay bat and became gay myself,
but it didn't bit me. I ate it. I bit it.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, then the only way to really cure it is to behead yourself, stuff your head with garlic cloves, and then bury it during a full moon.
But if I'm beheaded, I can't stuff nothing. And don't that sound like crazy Satan stuff?
Okay. I don't understand. I don't understand. Are you saying you beheaded yourself and stuffed yourself with...
But no, I'm still gay right now. I haven't cured myself of that ailment as of yet.
Oh.
So...
All right, well,
gay!
Okay, thank you.
Because gay bat bit him?
I'd like
no to... No wonder you don't like Batman!
Okay, I'd like to thank Inga and Billy and...
Thanks.
Joker...
Killing your interns, Frank!
Well, as long you can kill the ones who booked Bridget.
Too late, they're dead!
No, that's good, that's good.
No, I'm gonna stop you!
And thank you, Bridget, I guess. But we do have to go to our... final arguments. So, Mr. Thomas, why don't you bring it home? Talk about why Superman would win this fight.
Okay, well, Superman would very clearly win because he's got moxie. He believes in the American dream. He went from being a poor farm boy to a journalist who flies around and does whatever he wants, and there's never any consequences for it. And that's the kind of thing that my party stands for. And you know that if Superman bites you, there's a pretty good chance it's not going to turn you gay.
Okay. These are all strong points, but I do want to say, now, what specifically would he do to Batman to beat him?
Well, Batman, he would probably bend him over, pull down his pants.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you said he wasn't gay, so.
No. This would be for the spanking.
Oh, okay. That's.
And then the torture.
Oh, I'm sorry, torture?
Yes.
I thought torture was not right.
No, it's not. But I mean, it, not to be used for punishment. You know, it's good if you use it for pleasure.
And of course, Miss Wilcox, why don't you tell us, give us the Batman side of the argument here.
This man has a vendetta against Batman because he was bit by a gay bat that made him the gay.
Okay, but how
Batman,
does that?
Dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen the newer Batman movies?
I've seen them, yeah.
He's a badass. He's got leather. And this guy, this Superman.
Yeah.
He wears spandex. Spandex, Frank!
I've heard of it, but I don't understand why leather beats spandex.
Because it's immune to kryptonite.
Spandex.
It's a gimp mask. It's a gay gimp mask.
The Batman's mask?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, and those glasses are a great disguise.
Okay, but now you're getting personal about it. We just want to know who would win in a fight. What is Batman going to do to beat him?
Batman's got great toys. I know.
That's a very interesting fact. Interestingly enough, I have to tell you, it may be my own personal bias, but I do believe Batman would win. Now, I don't really want to give Miss Wilcox the credit for that because she didn't really say much.
What?
But I do think Batman would win. And her point about him, because I think what would happen is about 5 months before Batman and Superman fought, Batman would have made the package of kryptonite that he mailed to his house and said, do not open for 5 months. And then right before the fight, Superman would open the package and die. So Superman loses and Batman wins.
Well, here's a conspiracy theory for you.
Okay.
Frank, okay. 5 minutes before the show, you're walking through the parking lot.
Okay.
It's late at night. There's a few bugs flying around you.
Okay.
And a bat comes and it bites you.
Okay.
So now you're gay.
No, I'm not gay. We have proof, scientific proof.
I don't believe in science, but I have faith that you were bitten by a gay bat.
Well,
and that's exactly why you sided with Batman.
You know,
the American people know I'm right.
Well, Mr. Thomas, if that's true, maybe we'll be getting some calls that are sad that you lost. But unfortunately for you, Miss Wilcox did win, which means Miss Wilcox, you'll be going on to the next round. And possibly going for the title of the Debateator of the Year. But
Debateator.
That'll be in a few weeks. So next week, we'll come back and we'll have the final debate of the second round. And hopefully you'll all stick around for that. It should be lots of fun. Thank you for listening to Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen. Good night.